WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Antibiotics have long served as a foundation of modern human and veterinary medicine, and in the veterinary world, especially in livestock animals. Yet there's a growing public health threat that's looming as bacteria evolve to evade antibiotics. Dr. Yosra Helmi is an associate professor of One Health and Infectious Diseases at the University of Kentucky Martin Gatton College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment.
So One Health, if we use the definition that the CDC is using, like One Health is like collaborative, multi-sectorial, and the transdisciplinary approach, working at local, regional, national, and the global levels. Usually we use One Health for solving one of the issues that affecting animal, human, and the environment at the same time. And if I want to put one specific example or one good example for this, I will use COVID, because we had, we recently and we still have a problem from the COVID. So One Health is like approach. People work together, people who are concerned about animal, people are concerned about human, people concerned with about plants or environment, they are working together to solve one health issue.
And I would think this would be very intuitive to a faculty member or staff member or student in the College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment. But I think there's a lot of us who really don't understand that the health of our animals, the health of our plants, and the health of we humans are really inextricably bound.
Yes, if we think about zoonotic diseases are transmitted between animal, human, and they can be transmitted through the environment itself. And there are a lot of zoonotic diseases going, like making outbreak. Like recently we have outbreak of Salmonella, for example. It comes from the food. It can come from contact with different animal species, like can be through dogs. And many people, they have dogs at their homes. All of us, we just go to the market, buy some meat from the market, like poultry meat, like chicken meat or minced meat. And the outbreak of Salmonella, the recent report said that, according to the CDC also, most of the infections, they transmitted through the backyard chickens, okay, in U.S. So it's literally a big concern, and it will not only focus, if we focus also on the transmission of antibiotic resistance, and this is also another big issue.
Well, and let's talk for just a moment about antibiotic resistance, because it's been a couple of years since we talked about it. Can you let our listeners know what that is and why it's important for our daily health?
Yeah, so antibiotic resistance, it happened when bacteria learn how to survive the very medicines designed to kill them. Like each time we use antibiotic, the most vulnerable bacteria or germs die and become tougher and tougher, and they survive and multiply. So over the time, these survivors, they can spread from like people to other people, or they can spread from animal to other animal or through the environment. And they can even pass their survival tricks to other bacteria. And we call these tricks like antibiotic resistant genes. So they can transmit these resistant genes between other, like from one bacteria to other bacteria. And with the time, the result, it's like, okay, infections that are become harder to treat, they take longer time to be treated, and they need stronger drugs at the same time. Why we should be concerned about antibiotic resistance? There are several reasons for this. Like, if we talk about like in our regular life with families, for example, like resistant infection can mean more. Like they mean like more than severe illnesses. The illnesses can take longer recovery. The treatment options, they will become fewer, and things will not be taken for granted. Like, for example, if we have C-section, if there is joint replacement, if there is cancer treatment, most of these things, they rely on antibiotics, okay? So if we have antibiotic resistance, also it will not impact only the bacteria or transmitted from bacteria to bacteria. It will impact our regular life, okay? If we talk about like resistant germs, they can move across homes, hospitals, farms, food, and water. And infections that can start in one place, they can quickly move to another place and make a huge problem. So there is no control over this. In addition, for sure, the cost for the treatment. If you have hard bacteria to be treated, you have to have more visits for the doctor. You have to take sometimes like off from your work, and you will have higher medication bills for sure.
Well, and I guess this also translates on a daily basis into something that I saw traveling on the interstate highway in another state. I saw a billboard that said, please do not ask your doctor for antibiotics. Essentially, let her or let him make that decision. And I think one of the reasons perhaps that we're in this mess of antibiotic resistance is the overuse of antibiotics. You know, just because I have a sore throat doesn't necessarily mean that antibiotics are the right prescription. I need to defer to my doctor for that.
Yeah, antibiotic resistance, it can be caused by overuse and misuse of antibiotics. And the misuse here, it means like, okay, if you have prescribed antibiotic, you really need to take the whole dose of antibiotics. You don't just take part of it and keep the rest. Some people say, okay, I'm feeling good now, I need to continue this. Okay, in addition to the antibiotic resistance problem that will start, there is other bacteria that will start to grow, like C. difficile, for example. If we didn't complete the antibiotic dose, other bacteria will start to grow. Okay. Doctors and veterinarians use antibiotics only when it's needed, and we have to follow the guidelines for using antibiotics, which is called the stewardship.
Well, and changing gears for just a little bit, I know you're the faculty advisor to the student One Health group. Are these concepts being taught to students as undergraduates, as graduate students, as we prepare the next generation of scientists?
So we here at the University of Kentucky, we started recently the One Health initiative at the College of Ag. We actually received we were honored actually to receive like Gaeton award money, which is about $100 million, and it focuses on many things. There are many aspects to focus on, and one of them is One Health. And I actually was honored to be one of the co-founders for One Health initiative, and we are focusing in many things. We focus on research, we focus on extension, and as well as we are focusing on education. If I'm talking about education, because I'm also involved in this one too much, we had many things started this year. One of them is a Student One Health organization, and this is for graduate and undergraduate students. We also launched one course for graduate level for One Health in action, and we started already this semester, in the fall semester, to teach it. And in the next spring, we will have One Health course for the undergraduate level. We also working on launching One Health certificate for the graduate student. We are working on this right now, and we will launch another one for the undergraduate students. Within 1 year, I guess. Yeah.
Well, before we part, Yesra, is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about One Health?
Yeah. There is I want to say, like, we can't control any health issue or any problem or any outbreak without working together. If I'm a veterinarian, I will look for the problem from the veterinarian perspective. If I'm a physician, I will look at it from the physician perspective. If I'm a person working with plants, I will do the same. It's great, but we have really to work together to solve this issue. And like, okay, I can give like some simple things that people can just do just to protect themselves from antibiotic resistance. Like, for example, only use antibiotics when healthcare professionals say this. When your doctor say, okay, you need to use this antibiotic with this specific dose, just do it. Okay? Like, don't save or share leftover bills with anyone. Okay? Okay, for example, get the vaccines. Vaccines will protect people from infections, and this will reduce the rely on antibiotics in the future. The simple things that we can just do it daily and teach our kids to do it in the school, like wash your hands, or like when you cook your food, cook it very well. Okay, this will protect you from the germs as well as the antibiotic resistance. Like, don't pour your antibiotics, like the leftover of antibiotics, don't pour them to the sink or in the toilet and flush them, because here you are creating a big environment, horrible environment of antibiotic resistance.
My thanks today to Dr. Yosra Helmi, faculty member in the College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment, for talking with us about One Health and antibiotic resistance. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.